It's all about the rings, man. How would you like to have a boat named Eight Rings?
Yeah. I would give anything just to have a boat. Yeah. That's what
happened one day. Life with football.
The train, please step over the gap between the Let's fire it up, man. Fire it up.
How you doing?
Yo, 2024. Back in the building here. Life with Football Podcast. Is your host, Kyle Smith. Timbo, how we doing, man?
What's up, man? Can we believe it that we're back right now?
Can we believe it?
Hiatus.
Big hiatus, man. Let's just, we're just going to crank it up. See where we go.
Come on.
Let's go. You ready to get right into it?
Yeah, let's roll.
Boom. Big time ripples going through the game of football, ladies and gentlemen. Two of the GOATs. When I say GOAT, I'm not talking like the kids do these days. Like, oh yeah, he's a GOAT. I'm talking true GOAT, in my opinion. The greatest of all time college football coach. The greatest of all time NFL football coach. Retire in the same week. Absolute nuts. Nick Saban, University of Alabama. Bill Belichick, New England Patriots. Retire in the same week. And it is just a result. I don't know about a result, but this is a change. This is a turning point in the sport of football when two of the best to ever do it are out of the game.
Amazing. Such a swing, right? Boom, all of a sudden. Well, not all of a sudden, right? But it's
creeping along. It's creeping along.
Yeah, no, it's almost like it is scripted. Like, oh, the greatest of all time. Let's both retire. I wonder if they called each other.
That's a good question. Can we get into some? Let's talk numbers real quick, all right? We're going to go on Nick Saban. Is the big topic at Alabama, obviously. There's been some moves. Already hired a new coach from Washington. Nick Saban, very quickly. 72 years old. Started coaching in 1978. 292 wins, 71 losses, one tie. Sixth all-time in the FBS with 292. We got to check out that list. I wish I would have done that. Who the hell has won more games than Nick Saban? Can you think of one name right now?
Bobby Bowden.
Who else?
Joe Paterno, but...
Okay, Joe Pa. Yep. So that's an 80% win percentage, bro.
That's pretty sick. I mean, come on, man. Even the first number, 72 years old, is just like... 50 years of being in this profession and grinding. And look at what he's done, man. The guy, he deserves to be the greatest of all time. He's done it all.
Absolutely. The grind. Zero losing seasons as a college football head coach. Seven national championships, 8 out of 10 college football playoff appearances since it began. He's been there 8 times.
Ridiculous.
That's another 80%. 11 SEC championships, 15 straight seasons with the number one ranking. 15 straight seasons they had a number one ranking. He has coached 4 Heisman Trophy winners, 49 first round draft picks. All right. Wow. So I don't think there's any debate there. Now, no. What's spun up, obviously, is the whole changing landscape of college football and how it's an absolute wild west right now. We got transfer portal action. We got NIL deal action. And a lot of people, I think like you mentioned, Reggie Bush was one to call out, like can't handle the change and all of that. And Saban, he wasn't about all that. So just looking through a couple articles, found one in USA Today. Want to read you some of his reaction. Basically, he put it on, hey, guys, I'm 72 years old. It was about health. Nothing in particular. There's nothing wrong with my health. He was just like, I was having trouble keeping up in this last year. That's basically what he was talking about. But, quote, when asked about the whole changing landscape in the football world and how he basically didn't want to be a part of that, said, don't make it about that. It's not about that. To me, if you choose to coach, you don't need to be complaining about all that stuff. You need to adjust to it and adapt to it and do the best you can under the circumstances and not complain about it. He said, now I think everybody's frustrated about it, but it ain't about that. So he's been clear about that. He said, we've been in this era for 3 years now. We've adapted to it and won in this era too, which, meh, I don't know. I think that's starting to change.
Well, that's what, not to cut you off, but that's what kind of Reggie Bush was alluding to.
Yeah.
About the level playing field and how that was making a big, a heavy weigh on Saban to leave.
Right. True. One I guess, reassuring item is that, you know, so will we see him more? What's the plan? And it looks like he's got a plan. It's not public yet, but I'll be dedicated to the college football and the future of college football. I'm going to be an advocate for trying to make the game as good as it can be. And I do think there's probably more to come when it comes to this topic from my standpoint. AKA, where's he going? We're going broadcasting. We're going.
Yeah.
He's been at the table, and, you know, when he's not in the national championship, he's always been at the announcer booth and all that stuff with the boys. So,
yeah, you'll see him on College Game Day, man, because that's where he resides too. And, you know, he's always, you see him twice a year on College Game Day on ESPN.
No question. The guy is, I don't know.
He's a legend.
Absolute legend. Above human in the world of football. Unreal. So Alabama making moves. It'll be very interesting to see the ripple effect. Like, yeah, people go play for Alabama. It's the pinnacle of college football. But how much of it was the name of Nick Saban versus how much of it was University of Alabama? So we'll start to see that in the recruiting world.
Yeah, I think, too, though, they made a quick move on the Washington coach.
Yeah, so interesting.
They didn't waste any time. He's the hottest guy in the country. Like, let's bring him in. You know what I mean?
And honestly, I mean, I know from in the landscape and recruiting, I mean, they had to get somebody because as soon as there's uneasiness, there's people, you know, shipping out, right, as far as recruits, decommitting, switching, all that stuff. So that'll be
You know what's even better? It's a stab. It's a little jib shot to
a jib
IU.
Shot.
You dopes, IU. You had this man on your sideline under that crazy guy, Tom Allen. Bye-bye to both of them.
See ya. That's crazy, man.
Yep, and Michael Penix.
Yeah, there they go. So on to the next GOAT, Bill Belichick. How about some of these numbers? 24 seasons as a head coach of the New England Patriots. Only of the Patriots. He had more. Nine appearances in the Super Bowl. Six Super Bowl championships as a head coach. There's records all in here. I didn't list exactly which was records, but all of them are there. His boat is named 8 rings, counting that 2 rings with the Giants that he won with Bill Parcells in the 80s and 90s. I think it was 13 AFC championship appearances, 19 consecutive winning seasons in the NFL, 17 division titles, and overall 333 career victories as a head coach, second to only Don Shula at 347, who could also be in the conversation around GOATs. But, you know, Don Shula wasn't in our world a whole lot.
Yeah, and he didn't win 7 Super Bowls, 6 Super Bowls.
That's very true. It's all about the rings, man. How would you like to have a boat named 8 rings?
I would give anything just to have a boat. Yeah. Imagine having one that had 8 rings on it. Like, how you doing?
I'll just take a boat. That's fantastic. Did you all of a sudden, like the highlights and video, like you never see anything about Belichick, like never see content on Belichick, his emotion, like elated and happy and all that stuff. It's always very somber. And all of a sudden, as soon as he retires, there's a clip of him mic'd up. And they won the Super Bowl, and the guy's losing his mind. I've never seen it before. Did you see that? And all he was saying, he was like, "We're champs, we're champs," and like he was just going around hugging like 10 different people. He got doused with the Gatorade and it's just yelling out. It's kind of weird in a way because all he was saying was like "champs." But I'll have to send that to you.
But think about it, that's the pinnacle, and he was great at separating that public. He never let the public into his locker room, bro.
Yeah,
there was never any drama until, honestly, think about it, till Brady left. Because now, if you look at Saban and Belichick, look at Belichick's 3 years without Brady.
Yeah,
like the numbers seriously declined. At least Saban, when things changed, he was still in the mix. You know what I mean?
No question. Because I'm trying to find that stat with Tom Brady. I just saw it.
It was an under 500 stat.
Bill Belichick's record without Tom Brady, 83-104. So a losing record. 83 wins, 104 losses. He was 29-39 since Brady signed with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Wow.
You know what? But at the same time,
doesn't matter.
Michael Jordan had Pippen and the other guys. He's the GOAT.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why this is a freaking team sport and everything. It's like one man. You can't take over the world by yourself. So I don't know how much that factors into it. I mean, you just got to have the right situation to be the greatest, right?
Yeah, 100%, man. Everything's got to be in line. It can't. It's not just a one person thing. Like it's.
Yeah.
You know, but he's a master of controlling the entire operation. No That's question. What's impressive about Bill Belichick and Nick Saban.
The scale of operation that actually is sometimes it's just unfathomable. Like the organization that they run is just like any top CEO that's, you know, running any huge organization. It's just nuts to think about. And so much more intense, like those sports. There ain't no HR in those freaking in NFL football and coaching college football. It's just
No, there's got to be HR in there, bro.
I mean, there is, but like I've been, you know, I'm not showing up to work tomorrow and I'm not going chest to chest with another guy at full verbal argument like I have been in coaching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the filter, there's no filter. It's more intense. The thick skin. Obviously, there's a lot of professions out there that's not coaching that there's not a whole lot of HR and political correctness, I guess you could say. But coaching takes it all. Yeah, man, two absolute legends. And,
it was a privilege to be a part of their era and watch them play. I mean,
be a part of it.
Yeah. As an observer. It's also a privilege to know that Belichick would have two more Super Bowls if it wasn't for my boys, the G-Man and Eli Manning.
Right, man. Eli and the boys, the Giants take two from them.
They'll never take that away from us.
No, that's all we can hang on to at this point.
A lot of hanging on, bro.
Struggling there a little bit. I think, you know, so longevity. Speaking of this, how about this transition? So we're talking about two of the GOATs, longevity in the coaching career. And I have to give a quick note about my father-in-law, Jim Wharton.
Nice.
Legendary baseball coach in the high school level, state of Ohio. So last night was honored this past spring. He won his 600th victory
That's
coaching
unfathomable.
At the same school, the same baseball program, the same town. I don't even know how many people are at Crestview High School, how many students. I mean, it is a small rural community.
Yeah.
And he's an absolute legend there. He's a legend in Ohio baseball. But what was really cool, we just watched it on the stream because we couldn't make it towards for the weather. People came from like 3 hours away, like Cleveland, Indianapolis, all these different areas of that he coached. And they had him out in the gym and like they lined the whole basketball court. All these people showed up.
Wow.
And from he started coaching and I'm getting the chills, 1984. So the guy has been going this 2024 will be his 40th baseball season coaching at the same school. And they had guys from the 80s. Each decade came in waves, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s. So it was just it was really amazing to see and standing O's and all that stuff. It was really cool, man.
That's called the impact, man. That man is leaving an impact on humans, the community. Like that's amazing. It's just really what it's all
that.
About.
It's insane.
It's not just about the 600 wins. It's about all the people he's affected in their lives in a positive way.
That's where you start to see that guys like that. He has coached, I don't know if it's grandfathers, but 100% fathers and sons coach them.
Yeah.
And it's almost getting to that point. But to see that in a small community and like now, like you said, it's not about the wins. Standing in that gym and everybody in that gym like knew him and families and impacted. It was really cool, man. So
it puts it into perspective.
No doubt.
Congratulations, Coach Wharton. Well deserved, man.
Congratulations. That's big time. And you wouldn't, you know, you see him in the house and family and grandkids around, it's like he's a CIA spy. You would have no clue that he's this legendary baseball coach. He's just papa in the house. So awesome stuff. Moving on to big weekend coming up. We got the NFL playoffs. Some awesome games coming up, man.
It's exciting, bro. I'm kind of pumped for today, especially right off the bat with the first game.
The Browns at Houston. I'm losing my screen. Come on. The Browns are at Houston. There we are. Sorry.
Oh, you good?
We got Cleveland Browns at the Texans. We're going to go through rapid fire. We got the early game. Cleveland Browns, actually 4:30, but Cleveland Browns at the Houston Texans. Cleveland are 2-point favorites away. Who do you got?
I like Cleveland all the way. I think Flacco's on a mission. They're playing good ball. The Texans are a rookie quarterback, great player. Let's see what happens, but I'm going Browns.
Yes, sir. I'm going Browns as well. We're going with experience over some excitement, I think. We're going to go with Flacco on this one. We got Miami Dolphins in the night game. We got in Kansas City, like you said, minus 30 degree with wind chill. All right. I just saw the alert on Twitter go out to fans to cover all extremities and be extremely careful when traveling to this game. And the sick part about it is it'll be freaking packed out.
Yeah, Arrowhead's going to be pumping tonight.
Talking about covering all extremities. Sick. Yeah. Kansas City's 5-point favorites. Who we got in Kansas City?
I'm going Chiefs by 2 touchdowns.
That's 2 touchdowns. That's big time.
I think there's no chance for a team coming out of South Florida to play and win. I mean, granted, it's going to be tough for both, but I like the home team. I think the Dolphins are an explosive play team that it's going to be tough to have more than one or two explosive plays in minus 30 wind chill.
No question. I think I'm going with the Chiefs as well. Temperature obviously is a huge factor, but also, even though it wasn't his best season, Patty Mahomes is Brady-esque to me in the playoffs, that he just comes out with these amazing plays and sick highlights. So we're going Chiefs.
100%.
Tomorrow, is it the 4:30 game? Steelers at the Bills?
No, 1 o'clock game tomorrow.
Got it. 1 o'clock. Pittsburgh Steelers in Buffalo. Buffalo are 9-point favorites. What do we got?
I think the 9-point favorite is a big number. Heavily because of the weather again. You're expecting over a foot of snow. Cold, windy, Buffalo outdoor. I'm going to go with the Bills at home.
Nice. I'm going to go Bills as well. This one's a tough one for me, man, because the Steelers ain't afraid. It's Pittsburgh, bro.
Yep, Steelers can play in this.
They can play in this weather.
They can run the football.
I'm just going to go home field for Buffalo. I think that's a tough place to go. And I think, you know, obviously continuity with Josh Allen at QB, and we're lacking QB in the Pittsburgh side. And we'll see where that goes.
Yep.
So Bills for me as well. We're on the same page all games. Packers, Green Bay Packers in Dallas. Down to Jerry Land. Is it Jerry Land or Jerryville? Jerry World. Jerry's World.
Who cares? I hate that.
Who cares? Packers? Dallas are 7-point favorites.
Yep, I'm going Packers pulling off the upset in Dallas just because I feel the pressure's all on Big D. Can they get it done? We'll see. But I'm going to go with the Packers pulling off the upset in Dallas, in Jerry's World. How you doing?
So that's the emotional pick for you just because you don't like Dallas.
Yeah, but I also think Jordan Love's hot and they're playing good offense.
True.
We'll see, man.
All right, I'm going with the boys. I'm going with Cowboys. Got to remove myself from fandom at this point. I think out of anybody, they have been the most solid, the Cowboys, over this month of December and recent time. And it's going to be Dak's year in the playoffs. I don't know.
I can't disagree with those statements. So,
all right. Later Saturday game, we got Los Angeles. We got the Rams coming to Detroit. Lions, 3-point favorites. What do we got there in Detroit?
You know, I feel horrible for the Lions at this point. That they had a great year. I love them. I like them. I think they're a good team. I just think the draw is going to end their season. I think the Rams are hot. They're moving the ball. They got a stud rookie wide receiver and the best defensive player on the planet still. I'm going Rams at Lions.
Bing bong. Rams over the Lions.
Yes, Rams over the Lions. How you doing?
Solid pick. I think I'm sticking. This is my emotional pick, I think, because I just want the story to happen. I'm just rooting for the Lions. I don't know why.
I know.
And the head guy.
So there's your fandom pick right
there. That's my fandom pick, you know, even though I'm not a Detroit fan, but I'm rooting for him here to advance. So I'm going Lions. And then we got our last game. This is on Monday, right? Philly?
Yeah, Monday night in Tampa Bay.
Monday night, Eagles visiting the Bucs in Tampa Bay. Philly is still 3-point favorites. The Browns and the Eagles are the two visiting teams that are favorites. That's interesting.
And I think it's for a reason.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So what do you got?
I think Eagles by 10, they cover the number, and I think they take care of business pretty handily over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is just – They got nothing for me. You know, right. I don't know.
No question. I respect the Bucks. They scrapped and clawed Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Kind of happy for him. And they got themselves into the playoffs. But I think the Eagles have had enough of this recent experience for them. Did you see the Kelce's podcast?
I did. Not the recent one. What they get after the Eagles?
Well, Jason, right?
Yeah.
Jason walked off. He was pissed. Travis Kelce was getting into him like, oh, here comes the excuse train for the Eagles. And Kelce walked off, and they had to continue the next day. So,
that's good.
But anyway, bro, that guy's a freaking leader. Jalen Hurts is over all the losing, and they get a W here in Tampa Bay.
Agreed. I think another bad draw for a home playoff team, just like the Lions are getting hot. Matthew Stafford is coming back home.
That's true.
Which is going to sting for those Lions, man.
That is going to
sting. So I'm pulling for the Lions. Yeah.
Damn. That's good stuff, man. That's all we got for this quick show, and I got 8% left on my laptop, so gotta end the podcast before the laptop dies out.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, Life with Football is back. First episode in January.
We're back.
Appreciate you joining. We'll see you next time.
Life with Football.
To leave the train, please step over the gap between the train and the platform.